If you haven't registered to vote yet in Arkansas, you're out of luck, at least as far as the 2018 elections go. The voter registration deadline was Tuesday. Now, county clerks and local organizations are looking ahead to early voting in the midterms, and that begins in under 2 weeks. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has more on voter registration turnout and how election officials and nonprofits are preparing to get people to the polls.
At the Benton County Clerk's Office, Chief Deputy County Clerk Betsy Harrell takes a break from sorting through voter applications from the last day of voter registration.
We've got probably 200 applications in a stack, and some of those, of course, are address changes, transfers from other counties. Quite a few of them we will find are new.
Harrell says the county clerk's office stayed open an extra 2.5 hours Tuesday to give Benton County residents until 7 to get their registrations in.
We were happy to do it. We got about 85 more people, and looking forward to it, we were kind of like, ooh, it's going to be really embarrassing if nobody shows up. And I said, you know, if we get one person in to register that wouldn't have registered otherwise, it would be worth it.
According to Harrell, between August 1st and October 9th, the county clerk's office processed nearly 3,200 new voter applications, compared to the roughly 1,600 they processed in that same time period before the last midterm election in 2014. And the number of applications received this year is likely to go up because they're still processing paperwork. Harrell attributes part of the increase in new voters to Benton County's ever-growing population.
As a matter of fact, the very last registration I took was a gentleman who had moved here from Colorado. And I looked up to make sure he was not registered. And his whole family had gotten registered several months ago. And he came in about 10 minutes till 7. And I thought, I bet you would have been in trouble if you had gotten home and not gotten this in, because you'd have been the only one in the family that didn't get it done. So, it's just people moving here.
And Harrell adds, for the first time in a while, Bentonville residents have a whole field of potential mayoral candidates to choose from. That doesn't include current Mayor Bob McCaslin, who has held that position since 2007, but is not seeking re-election.
I think having a mayor's race in Bentonville is going to spark a little more interest in this area. There has, you know, the current mayor has been an incumbent for the last several cycles, so it's a wide open seat position, so there's always a lot of interest when there's a new position open.
Harrell says the Benton County Election Coordinator estimates there will be a 47% turnout once the election wraps up on November 6th.
And I'm not going to be surprised if it's higher, just because of the interest in registration that we've seen in the last month.
At least part of that interest in voter registration could be attributed to Downtown Bentonville, Inc. and their new sign campaign called Bentonville Votes.
There was one that we put in a lot of restrooms that said, you're going to be here for a while, and it had a toilet roll, and then it said, you know, hashtag, it said register to vote, hashtag vote Bentonville, or Bentonville Votes. We have one over by Peddler's Pub. They're actually out taking them down now because it ended October 9th, but that said, if your dog could vote, he would vote too. There's one out in the trails that says every climb doesn't have to be hard.
That's Marcy Olette, the Communications and Community Outreach Director for Downtown Bentonville, Inc. She says they also had a robust social media campaign and went out to meet potential new voters face-to-face at the farmers market.
There were 9 farmers markets that we had voter registration at. Some absolutely amazing volunteers came out, and they dedicated their mornings, whether it was hot or cold or rainy, taking in voter registrations.
Olette says they collected about 15 to 20 new voter applications every one of those Saturdays and were able to deliver about 150 applications to the county clerk's office. Downtown Bentonville also started a text-in number that people could use to check if they're registered and if their information is current. Olette says, as a nonprofit organization, Downtown Bentonville, Inc. has largely focused on community events. But the additional focus on awareness campaigns comes along with their new executive director, who started the job earlier this year.
We want everybody to vote. We want everybody to know what's going on, to be informed about the decisions that they are making. This is where, you know, we feel that we fit in really well, is because, you know, we want to engage everybody in the community. We want to bring them to our events. We want to bring them downtown to support the shops here, to support the farmers. So if you look at a holistic view of everything, that awareness is so very important on both sides.
But Olette says registering to vote is only the first step. actually voting has to come next.
We will be shifting our gears with Bentonville Votes going forward, doing more campaigning to get people to the polls and to vote. You'll see that in the form of some more quippy little posts, just encouraging people to go out to the polls.
Olette says they'll also continue running the Bentonville Votes social media pages, where they will share information about upcoming events, like the Mayoral Forum on October 17th.
So that's really huge. And, you know, we do have quite a few candidates running, so it's really important to know the differences between each candidate.
And just as in Benton County, Washington County Election Coordinator Jennifer Price says there are a lot of candidates on the ballots in general.
So actually, we have more contested races this year than I've ever seen on a ballot.
There's one federal race for House District 3, which is currently occupied by Representative Steve Womack. There are several state offices, including governor and attorney general. Most county offices are being contested, so are several city-level races. And then there are five state issues, although four of them are being challenged in court.
So that adds up to a very long ballot.
That's why Price says they're encouraging people to cast their votes during early voting from October 22nd to November 5th.
The ballot is longer this year than it was in 2016. So we anticipate that it'll actually take voters longer to cast their ballot. So it is important to early vote to avoid those long lines on election day.
Price also recommends making sure your voter information includes your current address and making any changes before showing up at the polling place so you don't have to wait for the poll workers to do it.
So anything like that that you can take care of beforehand is great. There's a wonderful website called voterview.org that you can look up your name, and it'll show your address. It'll show who you're eligible to vote for, and a sample ballot will be there as well.
And Price adds, as of right now, voters should prepare to bring a photo ID to vote.
So it would be an approved photo ID issued by the state of Arkansas, the federal government, or a post-secondary educational institution located in Arkansas.
So, for example, that could be a driver's license, a passport, or a student ID. A challenge to the voter ID law passed in 2017 is currently before the Arkansas Supreme Court. The justices heard oral arguments in the case last month, but have yet to issue a ruling. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
We also reached out to the Sebastian County Clerk's Office. They tell us so far they have processed nearly 1,100 new voter applications. By the way, there will be a forum for the candidates seeking the Bentonville mayor's office Wednesday night from 6 until 7:30 at the Bentonville Public Library. I'll be moderating the forum sponsored by the Greater Bentonville Chamber of Commerce, and there will be an opportunity for those attending to submit questions for the candidates. That forum is Wednesday night, beginning at 6 at the Bentonville Public Library. It is free and open to the public. Then the next night, the 18th, 1 week from tonight, there will be a forum for candidates running for Rogers City Council. That takes place at the Rogers City Hall from 6 to 8 a week from tonight. Rusty Turner, the editor of the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, will moderate that forum. Then, on October 24th, the candidates running for mayor in Bentonville are scheduled to gather together again for a Meet the Candidates event at the Bentonville Community Center. That takes place on October 24th and is sponsored by the Rotary Club of Bentonville. Early voting in Arkansas does begin October 22nd, and the early voting will last through the day before the traditional election day, and that traditional election day is Tuesday, November 6th.